Oh man, Jose, I'm super excited to be going here to Dadtail Studio and painting their portraits. How about that? You into it?
Yeah, I'm totally into it. I've never painted someone's portrait, so it's kind of a first time for me.
Yeah,
A
let's load up our
little
like
break
gear.
in.
Yeah, let's load up our gear and get in here.
Are you going oils or like what are you working with today?
Yeah, I brought some oils here and just totally ready to get oiled up.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
We'll be out in a minute, okay? We're just getting ready.
Solid. We'll start setting up.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do some pastels today.
Oh, nice. Excellent. I love the
Get
smell.
my Van Gogh on.
Van Gogh, pronounced perfectly.
All right, I'll be right there, but Baroque and Booster are gonna come down.
Solid.
All right, it's looking good. Looking good. I got my easel here. Got my old paints out. I'm all ready.
I wonder if I'm gonna use a lot of rouge. Wonder.
Whoa,
Hey.
Whoa, guys,
Hey,
whoa.
what?
Hey, I'm oiled
What's
up
up,
with
dude?
my pasties on, like you guys requested.
I trimmed up for you.
Trimmed up. Okay, I'll leave. I didn't bring enough black.
Yo, bro, you ready?
Nice manscaping, but
oh,
I did
yeah.
say
helicopter
to get
helicopter dick.
What's
I'm ready for you
guys?
To paint me like one of your French models. I even did my makeup in a French style.
I told you guys to get in the mood to be painted, not get in the nude. What is going
yeah.
on?
Excuse me.
What? Coast.
Wait, what? You mood?
So you can be comfortable posing in front of two artists like ourselves.
So,
yeah.
So you mean I put the gallon of oil on with the pink pasties for nothing?
Yeah, it appears that you guys are both in the nude and in the mood, which is fine. It's fine.
You just went full Burt Reynolds on us, didn't you?
Well, yeah, the cowboy boots, I just thought, you know, accentuated everything.
Oh, man. Where's Justin?
I don't know what Justin.
Hey, guys. I haven't been this bald since I was 5.
It's like a giant baby.
What's going on?
What's going on there?
All right, where should we do this? Should I put my leg up like this? Oh, yeah.
Justin. Oh.
Put it back down.
What's going
Justin?
On? What's going on? You know what? I got to be honest. This feels great.
I think you missed a spot.
Oh, right. Oh,
his
man.
Body's like a slip and slide.
I ran out of tape.
Oh.
You guys just edit that part out when you're painting, right? All right. So what do we want to do? Do we want to do like 3 men and a baby type of thing? Or
Justin, I said get in the mood to be painted, not get in the nude.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
If I paint you,
they said they wanted to
just
paint
be a
our
big
our
fleshy
heads.
Circle.
They wanted to paint our heads. I thought.
All right.
Wrong head.
Could we still do this? I mean,
well,
I mean, we're here, so.
I mean, it's
we're
just
all
like art
here.
School, Mark. It's just like art school.
You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. I mean, they didn't really spin it all the way around like this at art school, but I'm willing to
you
let that
spin
go.
All the way around.
All right.
No,
all right, guys.
Please don't.
Let's do it. Ready?
Let's do the captain.
All right, we're gonna have to turn this into a GIF.
Hey, everybody. JC Jesse here. Welcome to another week of Dad Tales Podcast, episode 93.
Damn.
Holy moly. We're down one Canadian this week. I'm just going to put that out there right at the top of the show. We're down a Canadian.
And he's, you know, he's an American this week, too.
He is. He's in Texas. So, Dad Tales Podcast scavenger hunt. We're gonna leave some clues if you could find Stu Gatz. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna be in Texas this weekend. No joke. Where's he at? Is it a secret? No. You're gonna give away the scavenger hunt.
I don't know. Where's he at? Is he in Houston? Is that where he said?
He's in Dallas. Houston or Dallas? He said that was Dallas, uh-huh. But he's gonna be gone before the weekend. Yeah. I think.
Oh. He said he had a big meeting with J.R. Ewing. So. He's
telling it. Down to who shot him.
That's right. But otherwise, with the Dad Tales group, we have Baroque Reaper is with us tonight. What's up, Baroque? How are you?
Hey. So I've decided I'm going to start messing with people at the grocery store. Like when they go, oh, do you want paper or plastic? I'm going to go, yeah, I'm good with either. I'm bisexual.
Bisexual? Was that what you said?
Jeez. All right, bro. You got it.
That was a top tier dad joke. I got to tell you that.
Oh, my God.
Not bad.
That was a good one. I didn't know where you were going with that, bro, but that was 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
I got one. I'm going to give you everyone now because I don't want to mess it up.
You should just stop telling all the dad jokes just every week.
Stop right there.
That's enough. We also have with us Boost KDV. What's up, Kev? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Not much, buddy.
Been watching, I don't know if you guys seen it, the new show, One Strange Rock.
No.
It's on Nat Geo. It's all about Earth and space.
Okay. I'm with that.
Will Smith is the host, so it's pretty good.
Oh, cool.
But I have a Big space
Willy style, all right.
Yeah. Did you know
Willy style
that Saturn has the lowest density of all the planets in the solar system? It's actually less dense than water. So if you had a large enough pool, Saturn would float.
Wow. Is it more dense?
So is that what Oryx is doing right now?
Yep. Is it more dense than Uranus?
No, it's a little less dense than my Uranus.
than my Uranus?
Not according to what I just saw.
I love the fact that you said I didn't bring enough black. that was so funny. I didn't bring enough black. I can only imagine. This is the hairiest fucking guy I've ever met in my life. Oh my god, I'm dying already. So we have two special guests with us this week. Two out of the three members, well, I guess three out of the three members are here of the Vanguard Cinema, which would be Mark Square.
Hello.
Indulgent Human.
Ew.
And myself.
Hello.
And so.
Nobody cares about the last guest.
No, not at all. Thank you guys so much for coming on tonight. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
Yeah, my pleasure, man.
How's it going? How are you fellas doing?
I'm doing well. I'm fresh back from PAX. I went to PAX East, and mostly I blew my nose the whole time. I was so sick. Oh, it was being sick and traveling is not great. What you do find out is who your true friends are, who's still willing to be around you. You know, so my two co-hosts from Grenades and Horseshoes they hung in there. Some of our producers hung in there. I was embarrassed, though. I was embarrassed by how gross I was, to be honest. So,
yeah.
Reached new highs of grossness. I guess that's the way I put it.
Yeah, when I was listening to your latest episode today, and you were talking about all the snot, and that's not one of my things. That's all the opposite
the
of my
snot
thing.
Episode.
I was like, oh my god,
oh, it was bad. I'm not somebody that gets grossed out, but I was grossing myself out. Like, things were happening about my body, and I'm like, I'm not okay with this. Like,
I don't know about you, but I've been, like, blowing blood out of my nose all week, so I don't know.
Oh.
What's going on?
It's the changing of the season. Yeah, it's, like, dry, it's doing weird things.
It's all part of, don't worry, it's all part of a man's cycle.
Yeah, it's like a Tony Montana problem.
It comes out of his nose. This guy's going to walk around. He's got two tampons in his nostrils. Looks like, you know, a guy at work is going to, he's going to wear them to be like, look, our cycles are matching up.
That's how close we're becoming.
Well, you know, funny you say that, because Rocco was saying he is, for like a week now, he's had a bloody nose.
Yeah.
So I guess me and Rock are on the same cycle.
Yeah.
There you go. That's funny. I used to get bloody noses as a kid all the time. Like, I could just, like, touch my nose and it would just start bleeding. It's crazy.
I just get out of the shower. I look down to look at my balls or something, and I start bleeding.
You don't have to look too far.
Is that what happens when you manscape, you end up bleeding?
Oh, that's great. But yeah, I saw you're at PAX. I remember you were going to PAX, and I messaged you. I was like, Mark's going to have a great time. And you were like, no, I am horribly sick. So I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but, you know, there's always another PAX coming up. I'd like to do some of the ones that are further south. There's not a double meaning to that. Like, I want it to be warm. Like, Seattle was okay for PAX West this last time, but I was told it was unseasonably warm when PAX West was going on. There's a PAX South in San Antonio. That sounds great.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Like, Boston.
Yeah,
there's one now.
I thought it was in Atlanta for some reason. What's in Atlanta? There's some kind of con down there. I don't know.
PAX Central, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah, I would just like to go to any of them. I mean, PAX East is the closest for me.
Mm-hmm. It's in Boston, right? Boston?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year it was pretty bad in terms of weather.
Did you go, Jose, last year?
Yeah, I went last year only for the Saturday, but I was there for that entire weekend, and it was just like cold and dry and crazy windy. It's like icicles in your face all weekend.
Yep. That explains this year. Yep, just like.
Yep.
So I did look it up. PAX South is in San Antonio, but it's in January, so I don't think it's going to be, you know, hot.
Oh, but it would be better than Boston in what we're in now. Like, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what season we're in anymore, because we just had like torrential rain today, which
it was wonderful.
It snowed here.
Oh, really?
Like, hard. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, I know our good buddy from Potato Thumbs, Fluffy Fingers MD. He had like 28 inches on his deck.
Wow,
that's nuts. I can imagine.
Is MD for doctor or Maryland?
Maryland? Yeah, I think he's a doctor. He's definitely
from
doctor.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Hope he's not a proctologist with those fluffy fingers.
In the industry, they call him the tickler.
I never asked him what kind of doctor he was. I just let him. Oh, never mind. That's a story for another time. But what's PAX like? Is it like you could try the games type of thing, or what exactly can you do there? It's just people showing off their games, or?
Yeah, you can try them. You have to wait in line, you know, and it's a lot of it's early release stuff that you can't play yet.
So it's line waiting simulator.
It is line waiting pretty simulator. Much, yeah. If you want to buy something, it's line waiting. If you want to, you know, eat, it's line waiting. Yeah, so there's a lot of waiting. So you really, it's about the people, right? It's who you go with. If you're happy to wait in line with somebody, you know, you're going to be happy at PAX. You know, just get the right people to meet you there. What we do is we kind of walk around and talk to the developers of some of the games too, mm-hmm. for kind of like for our podcast and stuff. So. Yeah, Gray's into that. You know, he likes facts and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good indie developers out there, too, that most of the people, they go for the big AAA companies. So, like, that's where the lines are. But you can get into a lot of really cool indie games that have really, like, no lines. And you can talk directly with the developer or directly with, like, one of the artists. And it's really awesome to get... a great amount of information. Like, you see the passion that they put into these little games, mm-hmm. and you know, there was actually one of the original Destiny developers were there last year, and he was making like one of his little games.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I'd like to go to something like that.
Yeah,
I think maybe next year.
We could do like PAX East or something.
That'd be cool. Boost. Boost, let's take a ride next year.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to Boston. Yeah. Let's do it.
We'll swing by. We'll grab Jose. Shoot up there. He's right in New York. We'll go up and it'll be awesome.
We go Philly, Jersey, New York, and just go to Boston.
Hook it up. I'll be in New York tomorrow, actually.
Seems about.
I'll be in Brooklyn. I have a new account in Brooklyn, so. I've been spending a lot of time there. Like 15th and 49th Street.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's cool. It's different from, like, the account I'm at now. It's different from places that I usually work, because that's a neighborhood in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And typically I'll work in Manhattan, and there's always a parking garage around.
Yep. But
because you're where? You're in Queens, right?
I'm in Queens, but I work in Brooklyn.
Okay. Yeah, so it's, there's no parking garages. So
one day
I pulled in, I got a spot right in front of the building, and then the next day I came, and it took me an hour. I drove around, like, all over the place and could not.
Yeah, a lot of places in Brooklyn are more residential than anything.
Yeah. So it was interesting trying to find a spot. And then once I did see one, it was like almost like a mirage. It's like, is that real? Like, there has to be something. Like, there's a reason why somebody isn't parking there. Like, what is it? And I don't know how many spots I, like, passed by because I didn't think that they're real parking spots. So when I come back to Philadelphia and, I have more suburban-type places that I go to. And I go into the city, too, but there's always parking everywhere. And I don't know. I'm not going to take that for granted anymore.
Appreciate every spot.
Yeah, exactly. Parking is amazing. So, Zay, I wanted to ask you about your about the pins that you do. Where did you get the idea for all the Destiny pins? And for anybody that doesn't know, like, where could they find them and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so you can find them on indulgenthuman.com. So that's usually, I also sell them on Etsy, but I usually prefer the Indulgent Human website just because it's easier to manage.
Okay.
I didn't know that. I keep buying them on Etsy.
I mean, totally it's the same. It's the same either way, really. It's just more like neurotic control.
Yeah.
The reason you always have to, one of the things with me is like having control over everything, like from start to finish. I guess it's just like the artist/programmer person in me, because my day job is in IT. So like I have those two weird minds going on.
Okay.
But the idea was, in D2 you lose all your powers. And so I was like, okay, so how do you get them all back instead of, going through the missions? And I was looking at my game collection. I was like, oh, BioShock.
That's the first thing.
And I was like, okay, BioShock is one of my favorite games. Destiny is one of my favorite games. I should make some Vigors or some what's the other ones called? I forget what they're called.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Well, the potions from BioShock, the original BioShock. Plasmids. I should make them for Destiny subclasses. And so like I started sketching stuff and I was like, oh, these would be cool pins. And that's where they kind of took off. And I was like, oh, I could just make pins really easily.
They're really awesome. Like I love Nightstalker Spirit. That's
my favorite one. I think that's a lot of people's favorite one. It has a really good color palette. It has a nice amount of detail without being too intricate. And I think the color palette, I don't know why, but the color palette is really awesome.
Yeah.
I like the gunslinger one myself. It's my favorite.
I mean, and the idea was like, okay, what kinds of drinks would these be? So like the Night Stalker is more like a hard vodka or something like that, you know? And then
looks like a Chianti bottle. A fine Chianti. Yeah.
And then the gunslinger is like a maker's kind of whiskey, and the brew. It was supposed to be a beer bottle at first, but I was like, oh, this would be a cool like gin bottle. But
now you're talking.
Yeah, and of course, Hunter being a Hunter main, I always make my Hunter stuff first, because that what comes out easier for my mind. But the Warlock and Titan Brethren have some stuff coming for them as well.
I see you have get your slurp on your Instagram. Are you going to make a slurp pin as well?
Oh yeah, it's getting made now.
Oh, that's awesome.
I also have a chug jug that I just finished over this past weekend that I haven't post it up anywhere yet, but I guess this is a podcast exclusive.
Hold on one second. Give me a second.
Get some sound bites. I just ordered three of your Blade Dancer pins.
So you're saying that it is a Dad Tales podcast exclusive.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So got some chug jug.
Chug jug, you heard.
Chug jug exclusive. And you know, I've always wanted to make other pins, but like I haven't really said anything to anyone. So for Guardian Con, I'm gonna make at least one pin for the other two subclasses.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
So yeah, those are awesome. And the first time I saw them, I was like, this guy has to like BioShock. Because it was the first thing I thought of. So, I mean, that's really cool to hear that. Because I don't think I've ever asked you about it before, but...
Yeah, BioShock. If you don't like BioShock, like, come on.
So good.
One of the best games.
So I've never played it in my life.
Mark, please.
Get out. Don't get me from the call.
Actually, I'm pretty sure Infinite was on... It was on sale this past week, if I'm not mistaken. It might be on sale in the Xbox store right now. But you can get them for like $20, all three of them.
Yeah.
But
Infinite, pretty cheap on Steam.
Infinite is such a good game.
It really is.
I don't really play anything that's not co-op. So it really cuts down on the games that I have access to.
That's fair.
I'm gonna have to change that some.
That's a great segue, Mark. Give me one second and
hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I play video games every fucking night, bitch.
Ooh, okay.
Yo, Sue, relax.
Sue,
what?
That's my son you're talking to. My God, man.
Jeez.
So video games. I hear what you're saying, Mark. I'm really excited for God of War. I love God of War.
Same.
I played God of War like crazy. Yeah. Kratos, we're like this. But I'm like, I only have a limited amount of gaming time each week. And so do I want to spend that gaming with my friends? Or do I want to spend it like alone, not really talking to anybody and playing the solo game? And I don't know. It's just,
crying.
Yeah. You're like, where is everybody? They're playing Fortnite. Sid Squad, and I'm over here. But the game looks so good, and I'm almost positive I'm gonna get the game. I don't know if I'm gonna get it right away, but all the reviews are like bananas. It's like 10 out of 10 all over the place. You would have thought Nintendo made that game.
Yeah, God of War starring Mario.
Oh gosh,
it's me.
Perfect.
There's jump, right? You can't jump in God of War freely. Like, just you can, you know, you get to a pit, you can jump, but there's no like just tap the X and jump in the air.
Yeah, not that I can recall.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I think it was with the launch. You would end up in the air, but I don't know if he can actually jump. Yeah, you might be right.
Hmm. I'm trying to think. Yeah, because
I haven't played it in so long.
Because I remember you always had to. There were always these puzzles where you had to move big crates of things around, and then you had to like climb up on the crate to get to the next thing to get to the next level. And if there was no crate, then you were shit out of luck. You weren't going anywhere. Or if you couldn't figure out how to move it over, I think it was maybe like God of War 2. Where he's on the ship, and maybe like towards the beginning of the game, he's on the ship, and these things are shooting fiery arrows at him, and you have to figure out how to get up there to them because he's not going anywhere.
And that's where he got his name,
Kratos. Yeah,
Kratos. Yeah.
Crates.
what kind of game is God of War? Is it like an RPG kind of
crate simulator?
Or is it like a
simulator? It's a crate simulator, really.
A crate simulator?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you want health, you eat crates.
It's a third player. It's almost like a Tomb Raider. Okay. It's like a Tomb Raider type game because there's a lot of puzzles in it that you have to figure out, but it's also a lot of like hack and slash.
Action adventure puzzle.
See, I picture being kind of like Darksiders. Like that's the only one I've played that I could think of be similar to, but I've never played God of War, so.
Me either.
That'd be my guess.
God of War's fantastic.
You all do.
It's really good.
I'm gonna red box it.
There you go. Well, yeah.
play for like a day. And
this God of War is not like, I'm getting the impression, and Jose, I don't know if you're getting the same, it's not going to be like the other God of Wars were.
No. No, I think it's going to, I mean, it's going to have different mechanics in it where you were just a solo player in the first three God of War games, and now there's an element of you having the kid, and it's like, is the kid going to be, you know, in terms of like,
he's your Ellie,
The Last of Us. Right. I was thinking the same thing. Like, is he your Ellie? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or is he actually going to be useful to the point where he can attack enemies? I mean, it seems like that in the trailer, but who knows?
There's a little bit more depth.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like
when you get a sidekick. That's almost like co-op. You get real attached to him, and then inevitably the game makers destroy your sidekick, you know, for emotional reasons. And then I'm like,
you made me live Titanfall 2 all over again.
Titanfall 2. Yeah, it the first iterations of God of War, he has these two, and I forget what they're just like. They're his blades, right? And he's got one in each hand. I think they're
called the Blades of Chaos or something.
Yeah. So he's got these two blades, and they're on these chains. So you just throw these chains here, and you could do all kinds of different combos, and, you know, you pick up more skills and ways to use these blades to kill people. They were badass. They were really awesome.
Nailed it.
And we're back. So that conversation is going to be cut a little short because Skype seemed to have shit the bed on a few of us simultaneously. So Kratos, he's awesome. He's got these swords. He swings them around. Now he has an axe. But yeah.
Like a downgrade.
It definitely seems like a downgrade, but it does light up. So that's a plus. I don't know what that's
glowing called. Sword beats everything. I mean, if we learned anything from Star Wars, glowing weapons are the best.
True. Or Sting from...
I think I'll definitely try it.
I'm just kidding. Fellowship of the... No, was it? Lord of the Rings?
Sting from the Police.
Sting from the Police. He glows.
He glows. He's pregnant all the time.
Did you guys play anything fun this weekend? Or this week? Anybody?
I played Hearthstone. I've been playing that. I love it. I can't help myself. I know it's considered like the child's card game, but man, I really have a good time playing it.
It is pretty fun. I have it on my iPad. I haven't played it in a while.
That's what
I do like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to take games like that aren't serious and take them very seriously, and then take games that are serious and take them very not seriously.
I'm using up all my mana!
It'll be back next turn. It's not the point, Mom. gosh.
I was laying some tea bags.
What's this? Tea bags.
I was playing...
playing Halo?
Well, basically. this new game called Wormhole Wars. It's basically Halo 2. If Halo 2 and Portal had a baby...
Ooh.
Okay.
I want to play this.
You can make portals, and you can travel through them. And it's basically the same, kind of the same mechanics as Halo. Halo 2 and Halo 3, kind of a mix. Mm-hmm. But they have like a boost jump, kind of like a Titan skate that you can do too. And one of the game modes that they introduced was called Teabag Confirmed. So every time you killed somebody, they would drop a teabag.
Wow.
And you had to run up to their corpse and teabag them to collect the teabag.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So, we used to play that like on Destiny as a modifier. Every time you killed an enemy, you had to teabag it.
Teabag.
Yeah. We teabag each other.
So basically the whole game is just everybody teabagging each other.
That's pretty funny. Amazing. Amazing.
That's funny.
Yeah,
something negative and bring a fun positive to it.
Well, what's actually funny is I think they were at one of the PAXs, and a journalist was playing, and they actually got mad at the devs because they kept teabagging her, and they're like, "What? It's the game mode. It's supposed to be funny."
You got to have a sense of humor. I mean, or you'll be very unhappy in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
that was pretty fun.
Somebody retweeted that the other day. You know, it's like, hey, you know, it says, and they're at Wormhole Wars on Twitter. And they said, the alpha is now online. Get in for those frags and teabags, and teabag confirmed. And so I hopped in their Discord, and I got the Steam code for it. Although I wasn't able to get on, but then Boost saw it. But our buddy friend of the show, S-Racer, hit up the Dad Tales Twitter. And so I saw it, and... you know, he was like talking trash, but they were like in the conversation, you know, they were still tagged, mentioned in the conversation. And he was like, "Yo, when's it going to come out for console?" And you know, I was basically like something like, you know, your forehead is safe this weekend with a gift, with a gif of like the PC Master Race guy, you know, with his hair flowing. And so they sent back the laughing emoji, so they thought that was pretty funny. So I was like, "Yeah, these guys are pretty cool. I wish I got a chance to play the game."
It was a pretty cool game.
I was watching it, and it looked really good. So
yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
So you can get a Steam code.
Yeah, if you go to their Discord, they have a keys and codes section, and all you do is hit *key, and then it'll kind of auto generate a code for you, and you just
nice.
Get your own code.
I'll send you the link, Mark, if you want it. I'll send you the Discord. Perfect. And
I think they have like an alpha. Yeah, they have their alpha test was yesterday.
Okay.
From like 12 noon to 12 a.m. I think, but I think next weekend they're probably gonna have another one. So
awesome!
It's been fun.
Yeah, I'll check that out. I'm trying to get into PC games now. I have a PC, but. No games yet. But
good game to get into because it's a little bit slower pace and it's just for fun. So
right. Steam sales are going to get you and then you're going to have too many games.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I did get this at PAX, Earthfall.
Okay.
You know, it's like there's like a code on there that you put in to Steam, and I've downloaded that, but I haven't tried it yet. Supposedly it's like Left 4 Dead, but you're fighting a bunch of aliens instead of.
Okay.
Zombies. They could get a lot more creative with like what the aliens did, you know. I mean, some of the zombies in Left 4 Dead were a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
No, so. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to believe.
I still love that game.
Yeah.
Left 4 Dead. I've been playing like the games that I've had in my roster for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing a game called Pyre. It's from Supergiant. It's the guys that made like Bastion and Transistor. It's like a super heavy story-based game. Artwork is amazing. You would love it, Mark.
Mm.
But it's basically a game about playing games and redemption. It's pretty cool. It's really awesome. Awesome soundtracks, too.
Mm, where do you find that one?
You can get it on Steam.
Steam. And is that P-Y-R-E or P-I-R-E?
Pyre, yeah.
Sweet. Man, I'm getting loaded up. I'm no time left.
I think you can get all three of them for like $60 or something like that, probably less.
Nice.
So you can get Transistor, Bastion, and Pyre, I think, on Steam for...
I have Transistor. I've never played it before. I think I got it when it was free for PS Plus.
Yeah, that's how I played it as well. Hmm.
Very nice.
Cool. We played some D1 the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
We did some D1 raid action. And, nice. So we got through Vault of Glass. That was pretty fun. So we ran that with some guys from the Discord. Just Rocker Dude. So it was me, Just Rocker Dude, Baroque, RNG Gator, Trog, and Steven Limited. And so... Yeah, so it was fun. So we figured we would just start off with, like, Vault and then just see where the night takes us, you know? Just get crazy with it.
Yep. Yeah.
And so Vault was pretty fun. We finished that up pretty quickly.
It was like 40 minutes total for Vault, I think.
Yeah, not too bad.
That sounds about right.
I was watching Jumping the puzzle.
Gorgon's Maze, 30 minutes of it?
The Gorgon's Maze. That was that.
That was the only part we wiped at.
Yeah, no, that was the only part.
Yeah. Us two and we went back. Yeah.
And part of me was like, I just kept wanting to throw a grenade every time we were go through. Just be a dick. but no, that was pretty easy. And then we just got to the bridge. at Crota, and I got a call from my wife. She went to a concert with her friends, and they Ubered there, and then she texted me, or, you know, she's like, it's like $100. No, what did she say? It's $80.
It was like $75, and you're like, that's not that bad.
I'm like, four of you. Just come home. Like, what's the big deal? But I don't know. Apparently, it was just the night got a little bit more expensive, I think, than everybody thought it was going to, because they got there at 4 o'clock, and they were drinking up until the show and eating and whatever. And so it wasn't – it would be nothing for me to drive into Philadelphia and go get them. So I had to cut the night short there, and I was upset. You know, I did have to pick up four 40-year-old women drunk singing Cyndi Lauper all the way home. Not that I was too upset about it, because let's be honest, I was singing it with them.
To be honest, you could have like streamed that on Twitch and probably had your highest view count ever.
Probably.
Yeah.
But what happened with the rest of the night, Baroque? I heard.
One of the members of the group reached out to their friend, Lana Bobana, 92.
And great name.
So she was playing Fortnite and was like, fine, I'll come play. And that was a kick. But first off, just so we get the ground rules way down, from that point on, everything was Steven's fault, except it wasn't Steven, it's Steven. She was, I think, about a bottle or so into vodka. So, like, she was like, Steven, what the hell, Steven? I mean,
oh, geez.
The whole night.
Was it his friend that he invited?
No, it wasn't Steven's friend at all. She didn't know half of us. That was the best part.
Oh, that's funny.
I found out the correct saying of my name is not Baroque. It's Baroque.
Oh, okay.
No, Baroque.
Okay.
It's a Baroque. Gotcha.
Baroque.
So I got fancy. Called Baroque about 12,000 times, which was fine. But I mean, I knew it was going to be a great night when she couldn't do a part on the ships, where she kept dying, and then she's like, can you guys just pull me three? Just pull me three.
Oh, jeez.
Pull me three. That adds up.
Yeah.
I just need to go through. I can't jump on this ship.
Like, where do I jump now? You jumped to your left. Ah, oh, I missed it. And I mean, we're talking like, the ship's gone, and she's still going for it. But I mean, it was just stupid fun. I couldn't do anything right. I think we got to the dick wall, and I think she wanted to take out every single dick personally with her face. So you'd be sitting there, she's trying to jump, and all of a sudden you just watch her go fly across the wall again.
Okay.
And again. And she actually left to get pulled through on that one because she just could not do that section of Oryx. And then we finally get going. We get through the sisters, which took a few times. Get through Oryx. We're like, oh, we're going to do 8 and 8. Yeah, we apparently can't count, and we figured this out. We were going to do that when we were on 12 bombs up.
Oh, geez.
So we just did 16. And then here comes Trog. We get Oryx's last stand comes up. Trog drops his bubble right in front of Oryx so no one could shoot him.
Oh,
I've done that before. That's the boost wipe, the bubble wipe.
Oh, did it. He jumped up and placed it up on one of the pillars so you couldn't get an angle as you ran to the side, and most of us didn't notice it, so we had to do it again.
Oh, that's too
we
funny.
We did finally kill him. Oh, yeah, and he was laughing. But at that point, we were all laughing.
So funny, Trog. Oh, that's great.
Oh, it was fantastic.
That is great.
Yeah, I mean, we just it was lots of fun, and then we got through that and was like, all right, it's tired, and no one wanted to do Wrath of the Machine because noticing our skills at Oryx, we weren't going to attempt to try that one.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. I'm glad you guys had a good night. Yeah, I missed out on playing the rest of those. I would have liked to have played King's Fall, but we'll have to do that more regularly. If anybody out there, you want to play and run some D1 raids with us, let us know. Jump in the Discord. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. For me this week, what were you going to say, Boos?
I was going to say real quick, I'm thinking as a new Tad Tales exclusive.
Dad Tales podcast exclusive. Okay, yeah.
Our good buddy Leeson Button is having his third baby.
That's right. Probably
tomorrow night or Wednesday.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm thinking I might buy him an Xbox Live card and some diapers.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
So he can play some Destiny with us.
So it can be like living like the dream like you did, you know? Like sitting there and it's like, hey, guys. Yeah.
Give me about 20 minutes. I got to feed the baby. Be right back.
Yeah.
Destiny and diapers.
For anybody who's been listening to us from the beginning, you may recognize listen button from episode 2 with, hey, guys.
Nice Brad. Or this.
Hey guys, I was listening to the last podcast. Was anybody playing video games while we were recording? Because I hear in the background, were any of you
guys?
No,
it wasn't
playing?
Me.
Okay, are you sure nobody was playing yeah. video games? Because no. I heard it, and I could isolate.
You're not breathing heavy enough with that.
No, that's our good buddy Brad. Congratulations, Brad. I'll save a shout out for him at the end of the show. For me, gaming wise, I think I booted up Destiny like once the other day. Played for a little bit, but it's been mainly Fortnite all this week, and not necessarily all Battle Royale. And I heard you talking about this on your show this past week, Mark, because I know that I've talked to you about it. I bought on Xbox, I bought Save the World. And I think I may have brought it up last week. I think I bought it last week, too. But Save the World is a lot of fun. It's just horde mode. It teaches you how to build. You have to go look for things. You have to go out and scavenge. It's not just like, you know, trees, rocks, metal. You have to like take apart cars. You got to search, you know, boxes. You got to rescue survivors. And it's taken me a while to actually get through what I think was the tutorial portion of the game. Which probably wouldn't have been that long for someone just sitting down and playing it, but I haven't just been sitting it long.
Yeah,
just playing
like 20 minutes and then leave.
And so, but it's been pretty fun, and it's actually helped a lot with learning how to build, and not necessarily just learning how to build, but how to edit your builds, like make a window, make a door. There's so many different things you could do. Like you can make you can take like stairs, chop off a side of it, and then it'll actually make it smaller, but with a railing. Like, there's so many different things that you could learn how to do. And it gives you the time to do that. You know, when you have these, like, defend your base, and you can name your base whatever you want to. I named mine the Stronghold after Ready Player One. And so you can build whatever you want around your base to, you know, defend it from these zombie things. And it's pretty funny because I don't know if it's all of them, but there's like these bigger ones, and basically it's like a zombie or skeleton head, and the real person's head is like kind of like peeled back, and it's like laying like a hoodie on their neck. Like you can see their face like laying on their neck. Yeah, it's crazy. But it's a lot of fun. Like you get to you know, you earn pinatas, you earn loot, and you get schematics for different guns. And you can't build these guns until you go out in the world and, you know, scavenge for all these different parts. Like, I had these schematics, and I had no idea, like, what I needed, how I'm supposed to get it. It doesn't really explain a lot to you, the game. You have to go, like, you know, really searching for it, you know, inside the game to figure out exactly where you go for this, what you need to do for that. But it's pretty neat. I'm at a point now in the game where I can actually, as rewards, you know, you get these packages and stuff, and you'll get survivors, and then you'll also get defenders. So I've gotten to a point where I can assign these people to actually go out and get materials for me. So when I log in, so I'll have had a team that went out to go scavenge wood.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Or scavenge brick.
Oh, nice.
And then I could set down a panel by my base or wherever I'm trying to defend, and that will automatically bring a defender out, like an NPC, to play with me. And I could drop a gun and give them ammo, and they'll protect the base with me. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
And I use one of my heroes from Battle Royale in the game. And not all of them transfer back and forth, but there's a few of them that do, that you can use some in Save the World and some in
Battle Royale. You can earn them. Yeah, that's cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
I bought it on Xbox just now.
Dude, it's awesome. I'll be on tomorrow night probably, Mark, if you're around, because I'll be in a hotel. Awesome. So.
I almost bought it last night, but I was like, well, because I was playing with Racer and Lawdog.
Lawdog, yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're going to play that. And I'm like, oh, so if I buy it now, can I play with you? Do I have to play a few missions? Like, you have to play a few missions. I'm like, peace, I'll see you guys later. I'll buy it another day at a time.
Yeah. It's going free. I don't know when, but you know what? I wanted a game to play, and I played a demo of it, and it looked really fun. And it is really fun. Yeah. And last but not least, I won squads the other night for us. No big
deal.
No big deal.
Shots fired.
You are the best player out of the group.
It's my first
one. You won squads all by yourself.
I mean, well, it was my
rocket.
Yeah. I mean, Brooks says he wins the matches, then you look at his score when he has one kill.
No,
I mean,
we had, what was it? Was that Tuesday night, Broke? We were playing. It was me, Just Rocker Dude, and S Racer. And so we were playing. And Explodes, God, I missed that mode already.
Yeah.
Explosive only is like the most fun mode ever. To just get rockets upon rockets. And especially the tracking rockets are so much fun. Get guided. Yeah, that was the phrase we came up with. Get guided, bro. That was Meef's line. that was from Monday night, I think. So it was, my first time getting the last kill. Broke is the man. He can muscle through it and beast mode out a win for us in squads. So I was excited. I was in a bush the whole time.
He was running around as a bush shooting rockets at these guys. They had no clue.
But the cool thing is, like, the circle fell on, like, this perfect part of the map where I was on, like, the other side of a hill. And they were on the bottom towards the edge of the storm on the other side, like, building over there. So, and Baroque was, like, he was flanking around the other side. Yeah. So I would shoot a guided missile or a guided rocket, and they had no idea where it was coming from because I would take it all the way on the outside and then arc it back in at them. And then
I snuck around the wall, shot the one guy, and then, like, I'm running up to help Justin, and then it's like, you win because he blew up the other guy.
I was so excited. So,
wow. I've never even gotten close. I'm saying. Like, I pick up the gun. That's why I want to get the full version, right? I want to try shooting some AI for a while. Yeah. Like, I just feel like as soon as I fire my gun, like, people know I'm there and then I'm dead.
Yeah. And there's a lot more fun guns you can get in there. There's, like, Destiny-type exotic guns in there.
Ooh.
So I think I got, like, some pistol with, like, fire on it today and some other stuff that I have no idea where to even get the parts for to build it
yet. Just be careful because there's Bloom and there's ghost bullets.
This is true. That's what I
mean. Is there
ghost bullets real? Bloom and ghost bullets?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Bloom and
the Bloom is for real. Damn.
Like you have your reticle right on top of someone's head, you shoot and nothing happens.
Oh no.
Yeah, I've been there. I've also been there where I shot a guy with a shotgun and he doesn't die, but then I walk into a room, guy pump shotguns me, boom, I'm dead. Like right away. Full health, full shield, full everything. I'm like, how the fuck? But that was the funny part of, like, the win of us getting that victory is that I'm an okay player. Like, so I haven't gotten a solo win, but I could get pretty far if I put my mind to it. But in squads, I'm garbage. Like, I get killed. Like, I'm spectating, like, almost every single match that we do. And so that was – it felt good to do that one. Yes. But last but not least, Destiny stuff. We were getting – by the time this drops, we'll be playing 6v6 Iron Banner. That'll be pretty fun. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, actually, I bought a month of Xbox Live today, so I can play it.
Oh, sweet.
And maybe some squads.
Yeah, there you go.
After that.
Nice. And then next week, is it next week? The 24th, we'll be getting some gameplay stuff on Warmind, which seems pretty cool. I'm actually excited about that because I loved all the Wrath of the Machine guns and armor and things like and things we had, you know, like Sleeper Simulant.
Some of the best in the game.
Oh, yeah. Like, it felt so good to use Sleeper the other night on Atheon. I was like, oh, God, I love this gun. It's so good. And so I'm excited for them to hopefully bring some of that that type of what's the word I'm looking for?
The aesthetics of aesthetic, that. Yes.
Thank you, Baruch. Yeah, the aesthetic of the Warmind stuff back into it. So, how about you guys?
So you think it's gonna be Siva?
No. I don't. I mean, if they could bring back some Siva stuff, not like, but it won't be like the main focus.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I miss Siva? Like at this point, it's like, oh, Siva.
Remember those
that game where everybody just jumped around in the in a PvP and contracted? It's like I need all seven of them.
Oh yeah,
what the hell are they talking about?
That's right.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was pretty fun. Yeah. Patient Zero.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
So the thing I did like about Wrath was that the gear was useful. Like when we ran Wrath raid the other day, it was like I geared totally up in it. And I'm like, man, I feel invincible. Like, you know, extra ammo, all that stuff. Oh, so yeah, I hope they're kind of getting that back online too, in honor of the Warmind release. The thing I'm really excited about on that roadmap, because I hadn't really looked up any info in a while, but in September the weapon slot changes happen. And I'm literally, it's one of those things where the way I play the game with the weapon slots the way that they are, the game is not exciting to me because you can't make people use, you know, snipers only because you run out of power ammo. You know what I mean? Like you can't make people use shotguns only. You know, like you could in Destiny 1, you could like do these challenges and things that there are some that you can do in Destiny 2, but I can't wait for that. And that's, September's not super far off either, so the roadmap is looking good.
That was a big way that you guys played, right, Mark? Like you guys would do strikes and set like all these rules for yourselves where you can only do like certain things, right?
Yeah, and now even when we go back, like we're going back through and like we kind of just rotate through the raids. And we did Crota with fusion rifles the other day, which was fun because, like, you know, you say that, but if somebody's like well equipped, like Mythoclass is a fusion rifle, you know what I mean? Right. Like Sleeper is a fusion rifle. Queensbreaker's bow is a fusion rifle. Not that you would know about Mythoclass.
Wait, but was it that God roll?
God roll Queensbreaker. Yeah, that was the stupidest thing I ever said. I don't even know why I said it. I couldn't get that God roll Queensbreaker.
God roll Queensbreaker bow.
I like how Barbecue's not going to let you forget it either.
No,
he's like he's got a list of things.
His mind is very deep.
My mind is a steel trap, but only when it comes to things that embarrass other people.
Jose, how did you get into Destiny, and how long have you been playing for?
One of my friends, one of my like oldest friends, he was like, "Hey, Bungie's making this new game, Destiny." I was like, "Okay, cool." So I just, you know, got a beta code and I was like, "All right, let's try it out." So I played a little bit of the beta. Started off as a warlock, funny enough, and I was like, "Oh, all right, that's solid." But then when the game came out, I was like, "Ah, I like this hunter stuff. It reminds me of old school Shinobi."
Yeah, nice.
So I just like kept rolling there. So I guess, you know, summer 2014 when it started out. Played a lot of solo stuff. Didn't raid for I guess 6 months. Like my first raid wasn't until like maybe February of the following year.
Okay.
And I was like, "Hey guys, this is my first raid. You know, what are good drops?" And they're like, "Oh, Gjallarhorn,
get the hell out of here.
The best drops are the Gjallarhorn and the Mythic class." And I was like, "Okay, cool." And I was like, "Oh, hey guys, by the way, I got Gjallarhorn and Mythoclast."
Oh my god.
Like, and they were like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, this is my first raid. That's what dropped for me."
Oh my god.
And they were like, "I'm gonna
right. like, can I just hold on, I'm me kicking out. This guy from the call right now."
And I was like, "Damn it, I didn't record it." that's one of the Destiny moments that I regret not recording. Like I recorded everything else and I was like, "Damn. That would have been hilarious to have for posterity."
So did and it drop like, at one time? Like Atheon dropped Mythoclast and Gjallarhorn? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 2018. Man. I'm still waiting for my Mythoclast. Nobody plays that game anymore. I'm still running.
That's why people were so salty about it. Funny enough, like those same people were the people that I played with all through Destiny 1. So like for the next 3 years, and I actually just met them last year at Guardian Con, which was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's nice. Cool.
Yeah.
So they didn't remove you as a friend after that bounty of loot.
Banned from group.
I held that little nugget of awesomeness over their head for the entire time.
Bro could just get Vexes and send them to... You wouldn't send them to me, but send them to our buddy.
Send them to our buddy Jace.
Videos of him dismantling them.
I would dismantle it after I got it, and I take the video clip of me dismantling it, and then I just send him that as a message. Repeatedly.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, got another one. Sorry, not sorry. So just like,
I think I'll keep one on each character.
You son of a...
I couldn't get Gjallarhorn, and I didn't get it until right before Prison of Elders came out. And I'm talking, I had three characters, and I raided... Mm-hmm. Every week on all three, did Nightfall. I did everything on all three characters for, you know, a long time, and it finally dropped right before Prison of Elders, the Prison of Elders expansion came out.
So you beat me. I actually got my Gjallarhorn from the first time I completed Prison of Elders.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Wasn't it terrible back then not having one? It was a joke. It was such a joke.
I made up with it with truth. Like, everyone's like, oh, that's not. And I'm like, no, I got it with truth. Don't worry. Yeah,
I tried to pull that truth bullshit, too.
It wasn't the same. You were bringing the team down.
But after a while, it was the Crota rocket that was, like, on par with Gjallarhorn.
Hunger of Crota. That's what I always used, yeah. Hunger of Crota, Blackhammer, and Fatebringer was like the loadout until I got Gjallarhorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't get Hunger of Crota till Age of Triumph.
You weren't trying.
Yeah, I was hurting. Oh my god.
Hold on.
Breaking news. Breaking news, everybody.
Breaking news.
Exclusive. We have another DTP baby.
We have a DTP member. New member.
It's a baby.
Oh, three man. Boys.
Jeez.
Three boys.
I got three girls. He has three boys.
Math works out. Human race is not going to die out. Turns out.
Man.
Well, jury's still out on that one.
Babies. Oh, boy. I'm so glad I don't have a baby right now.
Yeah, man. My wife was talking about it the other day. Like, we were both kind of talking about it, like, if we want a fourth or not. Mm. And we're like, Hazel is, like, she's two now. She's at the age where she's, like, slowly becoming her own little person. Like, she doesn't really need you all the time. And it's nice.
It's real nice. My wife used to want four, but if you ask her now, she's like, shops close.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing business anymore. Well, we're still doing business.
And she's like, I only want two kids.
We're still doing business. We're just not shipping anything.
I'm happy for you then. I was getting ready to be really sad for you before you made that last.
let's do some housekeeping real quick. And then, and then we'll move on to our non-gaming stuff. And here we go.
Housekeeping!
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
All right. DTP housekeeping. Please go to dadtalespodcast.com for everything Dad Tales Podcast, including the podcast. We also have a Discord. We have a Patreon. We have gamersubs.gg. Hey, you know what? If you're feeling like super thirsty, hey, you're getting your game on. You're gaming so hard. You're going at it like crazy.
Sweating.
Oh my god, sweat dripping down. You need something to drink. Yeah. What's this? Hold on. What's this? Water? Gross.
That fucking water out of here.
Get out of here. Who wants? Hold on. Oh shit! I hope I didn't wake anybody up. Who wants water when you can have gamersubs.gg? Mix that shit in with your water.
That's right.
Take your gaming to the next level. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of electrolytes, kid?
Yeah. It doesn't have them. Never heard of them. Get that shit out of here. Electrolytes.
Hey, they have a brand new flavor.
They do.
Yeah.
Is it puddled water and snow cone?
No, but that sounds delicious. Sounds like a little salty. Could be salty.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I like that. The one I was talking about is actually tar baby shit. I don't know if you've ever tried that one.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that
it's actually like a licorice chocolate mix. But okay. Yeah, they have a pretty unique name.
Oh, so, licorice that chocolate mix.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. It's delicious.
I tried a new one the other day. It was pretty good. It was Miracle-Gro Cheetos. So look for that one. You could drink it and water your plants.
Is that Scott's?
Yeah.
Because I only do Scott's.
Yeah. Hey, feed your lawn. Feed it.
That's right.
But that's going to do it for the housekeeping for this week. Guys, why don't we do Song of the Week? So, yeah. Song of the Week. Oh, now my water is all the way across the room because I threw. Hold on. I got to go get it. I'm throwing it. Talk about yourselves.
And a moment of passion.
In a moment of heated passion, Justin threw the water bottle.
All jacked up on gamer subs.
Ejected the water bottle.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
He ejaculated.
I come at you like a spider monkey.
All right. So for any new listeners out there, Song of the Week is when we take a pick a song. We have a playlist on Spotify. And if you are a Spotify user, be it free or premium, you could look for Dad Tales Podcast on there, and it'll bring up our playlist. And let's see how many songs deep we are right now, because we are deep in it. But the idea is that every week we go around the horn here and we add a song to the playlist. We're 171 songs deep.
Yep. 12 hours and 7 minutes of pure enjoyment.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, who wants to go first with their song of the week?
This guy.
Let's let our guests go first.
All right. Go for it, Mark.
Okay. I picked, and this might be the wrong pronunciation, Rostam, which is one of the former members of Vampire Weekend, which is my favorite band, which okay. I don't know if they're going to make any more music, but he has a album out. Called
Half-Life.
The song I want to pick is called Bike Dream. And the name of the album is Half-Life. Yep. And it is so good. The whole album's really great. I've been kind of listening to it on repeat after listening to so much Vampire Weekend, it hurts. So.
Fantastic. I got it. It's in there, Mark.
Thank you.
Jose, how about you? What do you got for me?
Oh, man. I've actually been listening to a lot of like retro wave, synth wave stuff because I'm working on a project that's like 80s themed. So
yes.
I'm trying to get into the the mindset.
I love that.
So
mindset.
It's more playlists than actual songs because you know it's all like chip wave and stuff. But I'll give you something afterwards.
Okay, no problem. Baroque. What about you, buddy?
All right. So my unknown, you know, song of the week. Might as well just preface it.
The band I've never heard of it. Song of the week.
Yeah. The band is Pretty Lights, and the song is going to be Finally Moving.
Okay. Does it go like this? Finally moving. Yeah. Is that how it goes?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm gonna bet it does.
Nope.
I used to play the songs, but then I didn't want to get sued, so I stopped playing. All right. Boost, how about you, bud?
All right. I actually found this band last week, and I haven't been able to stop listening. They're called Alaska with a Z, A-L-A-Z-K-A. Okay. Let me know if you find them.
I found them.
All right. The song is Empty Throne. Great tune.
Okay, cool. There's also an acoustic version, Boost, if you're interested.
There is, yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
Alexia, I got one for you.
Okay.
Since you were talking about Ready Player One earlier, there's a band artist called Gunship, and they have a song called Artemis and Parzival.
Oh, wow.
Got it. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
You can listen to that.
And book.
Oh, so good. I finished Armada this week.
Nice.
And that, oh God, it's so good. I can't wait for them to make a movie out of that. I mean, Ready Player One is great. And I always thought, like, oh, they're never going to make a movie out of that. Like, how could they do that? And they did, and they made an awesome one. Loved it. But Armada, like, it just lends itself so much to a movie. And there's things that you could drop out of there, and it would still be awesome. But there's things that I think I would be more upset about stuff that they would leave out of Armada than stuff that they left out of Ready Player One. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's certain things that are so key to that story.
Well, it's more of a like a personal story.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, you know,
yeah,
driving around crying in my car. Listen to Armada. Now it's so good. It's so, and yeah, but it's good. Funny when I went to go pick up the girls on Friday night, Spotify has the Raid the Arcade playlist on there.
Nice.
And so I was listening to, like, Iron Eagle on the way to, like, pick them up. Like, it was amazing.
You have to listen to that.
Oh, it's so good. But but yeah, God, I love Armada. I can't wait until they make that one. My song of the week is, I was listening to a friend of the show, Dan Finity's podcast, SideQuest Sunday the other day. Mark, you've fantastic episode.
Oh, you too.
You're too kind. but if you haven't heard it, go check out SideQuest Sunday. And 2 weeks ago, and I've been listening to Armada, like, nonstop, so I'm really far behind on all my podcast listening, but I was listening to SideQuest Sunday, and he had another friend of the show, Det Ben Malone, on from Barely a Destiny show, and they talked a lot about music, like, you know, both of those guys are heavy in music and bands and stuff like that, and so Ben's band, Failed Astronauts, they had their album release party, I think, the other night. I was actually watching it. Xanaf, his brother Steve, Xanafan was streaming it on Friday night, so I was watching while we were raiding. Yeah, it was pretty cool, and it was just neat to see, you know, just know Ben from, you know, doing his podcast, and he's a good dude, and then to see this, and I've actually been listening to the album. It's really good, and so I'm gonna pick something from Failed Astronauts. And I'm picking Headbutt the Median. And so I am adding that. So, yeah, go listen to our playlist. But, yeah, go check out Failed Astronauts on Spotify or Bandcamp. I think they're on there as well. And that is it for Song of the Week. Let's do a little Guardian's Choice here, fellas. Let's get this out of the way. Okay. Guardian's Choice. Is basically when we give our guests and our hosts a tough choice that they have to make. And so
usually gross.
I'm ready.
Typically gross. And one of these is one of these is actually it's grounded in a story I heard tonight. So would you rather lick, when you go into a restaurant, you have to unscrew the ketchup bottles and lick all the ketchup that is around that. The
crusty ketchup?
The crusty ketchup. One. Or, all your furniture smells like farts.
Oh, every time you go in a restaurant, you have to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't hardly cook.
The floor is open for questions.
So this would assume that my furniture doesn't smell like farts.
He's living that right now.
Touche, Baroque. Touche.
Now, can I only smell it, or does everyone smell it?
Well, it doesn't necessarily smell. Like, when you walk into the room, you're like, oh, what's that? But, like, when you sit down, it, like, it foofs out.
Oh,
so. But still, Am I the only one that can smell it? Or
if you sit in it, you can smell it. Like, it'll hit you.
Everybody.
All right. Mm. So if I, like, Febreze it up, does it just smell like Febreze and fart?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Fart breeze.
So fart breeze. If you're at the restaurant, do you have to lick all the ketchups or just the one at your table? If there's one there.
Mark, I'm going to say just the one at your table.
Okay, and if there's not one there, you don't have to do it?
If there's not one there, you have to say, excuse me, can I have some ketchup over here? And then you have to. If they don't have ketchup in the restaurant, if they don't have one on their person, then I think
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to choose that, and I'll just go to restaurants, you know, that are either clean or they, you know, don't have ketchup.
Okay.
He's going to be going to McDonald's all the time, and he's, like, going to get, like, screwed out of this. He's, like, inside of, like, a ketchup packet every time. He's like,
So let me just interject here. My son had hockey tonight, and basically it was, like, evals before evals. And so... One of the parents, one of the parents there had a kid that I know, and he was like, he was having a meltdown, like for like a half an hour having a meltdown. And one of the other parents from our team, he was up in the stands, and he comes down, he's like, what was that? You know, we're like, oh, it was this kid. And he was like, oh, and he started laughing. And he said, you know, what's funny is I was here on Wednesday night for a power skating clinic, and there is there's this really good burger joint inside of our ice skating rink. And so he was in there getting something to eat, and he said he looked over, and this little boy who was having the meltdown, he was going up to every table and unscrewing the ketchups and licking around the ketchup box.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I was peeing myself. Oh, my God. It's so funny. And he's like, and so I started videotaping it, and then I sent the video to his dad, because I think, like, the dad's, like, overseas on business. He's like, I sent the video, like, ah, here's what your son is up to.
Oh, man.
My old man.
Hepatitis.
So did you guys ever, when you guys were little or younger, and you went to restaurants, I used to unscrew the pepper and salt shaker tops and just leave them loose enough so when the next person goes to put salt, it'll jumps all over there.
Yeah, I absolutely did that.
Okay,
yeah, good. That's why all of our karmas suck. We didn't realize at the time. It's like, yeah, all the bad things that have happened in our lives because of that.
All because of salt shakers.
Yeah.
All right, so Mark's a ketchup.
Yep. I'm going to have to go ketchup as well.
Okay. We got two ketchups. No one wants
art furniture. So far.
I don't like people anyway, so we're going with the fart breeze couch.
The fartiture.
The fartiture.
The fartiture.
I think I know what the episode's going to be called.
Sit on the fartiture.
Yeah.
I think I know what Mark's new project's going to be. He's just going to have, like, a gas cloud couch.
His next series is all, like, is all Guardians farting. Guardians. Different color gas coming.
Guardians.
Guardians.
Clean ketchup and farting.
Guardians.
That's so good. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go with licking the ketchup. Because I don't want my couches to smell like fart.
Well, I have two very old dogs, and so my couches already smell like fart. So I'm going fart couch. I did not have a secret third option, or I would have told you guys that there was one. All right, good Guardian's choice, guys.
I was surprised there was no like positive.
Yeah, these have gotten worse and worse. Now we're just getting down to like, you got to cross the option A or B. Way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Usually these Guardian's Choice questions are like a Sour Patch Kid. They're sour, but when a little sweet. But I was, I don't know. I just didn't think of any. It's my damn segment. I'll do what the hell I want with it.
That's right. You already made notes for the show, which is something.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, those so much probably work. Like all week, right?
Yeah, it's only like I had all week to think of stuff for the show. All right. So let's do Dad Salja and we'll get out of here. And so our topic tonight is... actually, no, we have a couple more things to do before we get out of here, but they're quick. But our topic tonight is childhood fears. And I was thinking about this because, I don't know, just because my kids, I just noticed that, like, all of a sudden, you know, my youngest is all of a sudden afraid of the dark or afraid of this, that. Like, he's afraid of his room, like, out of nowhere. I'm like, where the hell did that come from? Like, you're not, like, I mean, I'm not, like, mad at him, but I'm just annoyed. Like, why are you, like, sleeping in my room every night now? Like, you weren't afraid of the dark last week. How did the hell did this happen?
How are me and mommy supposed to ship our packages?
Me and mommy want to conduct some business. Go back to your room.
I've got free shipping. Let's
promote.
Yeah, this is a promo. I've got Prime.
Okay. I got Prime over here. Come on.
But I, for one, as a kid, I was afraid of the dark, and for a long time, I think I slept underneath the covers. I wish I had. I was only child, so I didn't have any brothers or sisters to, like, cuddle in bed with. At least these jokers. Like, the other night, I looked in my son's room, and everybody is in the bunk beds. Like, everybody is in his room. It's like, well, at least they, like, that's pretty cool. But
I was never afraid of the dark, but I was afraid of, like, walking. Like, if I was downstairs and I had to turn off the lights and go upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I was afraid of going upstairs.
I still do that. When I get done this podcast and I gotta head back upstairs to the kitchen, like, I still from, like, the middle of the steps to the
you, like, run upstairs.
It's like one fucking step from the middle to, like, to the top. And I always picture the same thing is chasing me. Like, for 40 years, it's always been the same thing that's chasing me.
What is it?
The alien from Aliens. From Alien.
Oh, no, sure. Oh, okay.
Xenomorph.
Yeah, there's one particular part. Like, I mean, you guys know that's one of my top five favorite movies. I watch it every time it's on, and there's one particular part that just gets me every single time. Is when Tom Skerritt, spoilers for Alien, by the way, anybody, Tom Skerritt is going through the ventilation shafts, and he's going through one by one, and he opens up one, and he doesn't see anything, and then he turns around, and it's like, you know, the door iris is open. No. He turns around and he thinks he's fine, and then the alien is there, and then it just kind of, like, puts its hands out like this, and it's like, ah, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it fucking freaks me out every time. So if I turn the lights out down here, I'm picturing the alien running behind me with his hands out, me getting up the steps.
You don't unpucker until you get to the bathroom.
No, I'm very, like, you can make a diamond in my ass by the time I get the stairs.
Has that ever happened? I mean,
it has. It has. That's like, it's my wife's engagement ring.
Honey, this smells a little funny. Yeah, don't worry about it. But it'll wash off.
We'll just wear it next to the couch. You'll be fine.
It's all natural.
What about you guys?
I think I was all good with spiders until I saw the movie Arachnophobia. Then I was like, out. Like, no. Mm-mm. But actually, it's just tarantulas. Like, normal spiders I can kind of handle. Not really, but I can kind of handle. Something about a tarantula and the fact that it's hairy, just, I'm out. I'm so straight
ugly.
Up. Oh, hell no. You want to see a 6'4" man scream like a little girl?
I do.
I almost took down racking in a PetSmart once because we were walking down the aisle, not paying attention. Turn around and there was like the little aquariums with like six of them in there, and I jumped back into the thing and like it actually tipped a little out because
They don't have tarantulas in Utah, do they?
Nope.
Okay.
Too damn cold here.
I saw
just like they have that place in North Carolina that's serving now like a tarantula burger where it's like a fried tarantula on top of a burger, and I'm just like,
why?
No shit. Nope. Nope. That's a whole lot of nope burger with, you know, nope.
Turf and turf.
A little too much crunch.
Turf and turf.
Makes you glad to be a vegetarian.
A friend of mine, I mean, this is years ago, but she she moved to Texas and she was taking her dog out for a walk, and she had posted this picture on Instagram of like a tarantula in the park. And I was just like, I don't know if I could live in a place where there's just tarantulas roaming around. I mean, I know I couldn't live there because my wife would never live there. She could barely handle any of the spiders that we have in Philadelphia.
Should they carry a flamethrower?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, we have these things called camel crickets, and we've talked about this on the show before, too, and actually in one of our Patreon episodes, there was a camel. I looked over, there was a camel cricket, like, right next to me. I'd almost shit myself. Look them up. They're the freakiest looking things ever, but they're just crickets. You know, they're not really dangerous. But I was cleaning out my garage, and there was a piece of plywood, and I moved it out of the way, and there was, like, 20 camel crickets on this thing. I mean, and they're massive. They're like that big. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, I'm okay with bugs for the most part.
They're just weird looking bug.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I always had a fear of dogs.
Really?
And it's funny. My oldest daughter, she is like deathly afraid of dogs, and I know she. Even now, I'm still very uncomfortable around dogs that I don't know. Mostly like the bigger ones.
So Bosco ain't going to scare you?
No, the Bosco's not going to scare you.
That's not your dog's name, Brooke.
You can't tell me what my dog's name is now.
It's Bosco. Are you assuming his dog's name? I was never afraid of dogs until I visited one of my friends recently, and he has a rescue pit bull. And now I know it's not this dog's fault, but it will be playing with you, this dog will, and then suddenly get too rough. Like, just, and you know, and I can tell by the alarm on his face as the dog owner that I should be afraid. That was terrifying. So I told him, like, when I visit your city, I have money, but I only have one face. I have a lot of money in one face. I will not stay at your house anymore.
Yeah.
We can meet at the coffee shop and, you know, like, go to events together and stuff, but I'm not gonna cohabitate with that dog. It's terrifying. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's fair. When I was younger, long time ago, I was playing with my friend's dog, and out of nowhere, they decided for whatever reason it would be a good idea to take the dog's ear and twist it.
Oh.
And then, you know, of course, I mean, I was like, why would you even do that? It's just dumb. And my dog, I mean, the dog's face was like very close to my face, and it yelped in pain. And in it doing that, it actually, its incisor went in between my eyes.
Oh my God.
And cut.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what happened? And then I look and I was like, okay, I guess I have like a little scar there now.
Wow.
No fault, like you said, no fault of the dog. But like, I just looked at the person like, what the hell were you thinking?
Do you still have a scar?
A fear. It's very light.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't deep. So like, but like you said, I don't have a fear of a dog, but just kind of like a caution.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of like childhood fears, the first thing when you mentioned it, I thought of when I used to live with my grandmother. They had like this old style, like railroad house, like a very long apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So like her bedroom was all the way in the back, and it wasn't like a fear of her bedroom, but like when it was dark in there, it was black. So I would look, and my bedroom was all the way in the front. So I'm like, what the hell's back there? So it was more me like fear in my head versus like anything else. And when I would go to the bathroom, I like run, like just book it across the hallway. But yeah, like I never really had like a fear of spiders or bugs, because I was always like a weird kid looking through shit.
Yeah, me either.
But I think it was just more like my own imagination going running amok.
Just my imagination.
Now it turns out it's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, having that much imagination has served you well.
Yeah.
Sure. So mine was a little bit bizarre. I was afraid of a lot of things, still am. But when I was a kid, I was afraid of Scooby-Doo. I would have nightmares about it. So my parents were like real frustrated too. They were like, what in the heck? But it turns out the problem was I never watched it to the end. I would get afraid and stop. So I never figured out it was a dude in a suit ever.
Okay.
So like, I was just like, wow, there's some messed up crap happening in this cartoon. that I'm not prepared to deal with. So I would have a lot of nightmares. But that being said, like, I think looking back as an adult, those things change size and morph in shape too. Like, I'm like, no, that is not a dude.
There's
in a
something
suit.
Going on there.
Yeah, yeah. He was 7 feet tall. Like, yeah, this is not the same guy. Or
now
this
it's
guy
old Professor Jenkins, who's like, you know, 4'7".
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I still call
him. Mark, you said this was, you had a word for this. It was, what?
Bizarre?
Help us on.
Help us on. Help us on.
Help us on.
Help us on.
Help us on.
I have this reflex where I need to pee every time I hear that song, so I will be right back.
All right. All right. Well, while Mark is gone, let's talk shit about him. No, I'm just kidding.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, that is bizarre. So, can you guys see the screen? Hold on. Can you guys see this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we didn't get to it last week, but last month we did this thing. We did this thing where we had a contest, and it was to submit a bit, a segment, a topic idea, whatever, to the show, and we would take the people from that month who submitted bits or topics or whatever. I would put them into a randomizer, and then at the end, pick a winner, and then that person would win a $25 mm-hmm. gift card to what it mean could be, you know, GameStop or whatever console you're on, and then also a special prize on the side. And so we have four contestants here. We have Grim, Chuck, Vagabond, and Gary. And so I'm going to press the magic button here so everybody could see who it picks. You guys can know that I'm not joshing. And so the winner is... The winner is Grim.
Grim.
Grim. You did it, buddy. So thanks so much for playing and sending us in your topic idea. And we really appreciate it. And I'll get in touch with you. And we'll work all this stuff out. And so, yeah. So congratulations, Grim. Thanks so much to everybody that sent in stuff for the contest. We may have to do that again. And sorry we didn't get to it last week. But we had our Ready Player One spoiler cast. And that took up a lot of energy and time. And I completely forgot about it, to be honest with you. So also, last thing I'm going to do tonight here is we're going to do some shout-outs. Let me bring up. I gotta have a couple shout outs. If anybody else has one. But I have a special sound here for the shout out. And I'm gonna play it and I'm gonna see if you guys can recognize it or the person who is making it. So I'm just gonna do the shout out. This is from RNG Gator. He says shout out to JC Jesse for abandoning us on Friday night to pick up his wife at the concert, leaving us hanging to do five-man Crota, then having to LFG Kingsfall. What a stand-up guy. All right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I am. That is your shout-out sound.
Oh, my gosh. What is that laugh?
Here, you want it again?
Yeah, let's hear it again. It's Dan Finity doing Mickey.
It's definitely Dan Finity. So my shout out is shout out to Listen Button for the birth of your new son. I hope he has a strong masculine.
He was his exact quote is
okay.
He has a huge pair of balls like his dad.
So beautiful.
That's tender moments right there. No.
Not lying, see? Huge pair of balls like his dad.
That's funny.
You've got a door knocker, son.
But that sound effect, like I said, I was listening to SideQuest Sunday, and that was at the end with Dan's 5-minute RPG that he was doing with Ben. He was like, "You come across a brook, and the brook is singing a song." And I was like, "I'm clipping the shit out of that." He has no idea. So anyway, I wanted to do a shout out because Ben said on his podcast that him and his wife are having another baby. And so just want to say congratulations to you. Congratulations for the new album. And yeah, here you go. That's going to be my new favorite clip ever.
But that's your text message or.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think that's all I had. Anyway,
I want to shout out.
Yeah, go ahead.
All the people that have been checking out my YouTube videos.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, dude!
It's been fun. I just want to hear the clip again.
Yeah. Did anybody else have a shout out they want to make? Shout out anybody?
Yeah, I'll do one.
Okay.
I'd like to shout out to you guys for having me on the show. Of course, I always have a great time here on Dad Tales, and shout out to my other two podcasting compadres, Unilala and Grey Ghost, put up with me every week on our show as well. So,
awesome.
Kudos, guys.
It gets funnier as you do it.
I want it to be my ringtone.
I can make that happen. You know what? I wanted to give a shout out to Ricky St. Huggins Jr. because I heard that It's All That is number one on the podcasting charts in Patagonia. So,
hey.
Huge, huge accomplishment.
I was so honored to get that. Yeah, I want to shout out Ricky and It's All That podcast for having me on as the second guest.
Dude, you are amazing.
Thank you.
You are amazing. Yeah, Yeah.
Like I told Ricky, it was probably the best interview I've ever been on.
Yeah, I think it was.
I also want to shout out you guys for bringing me on here because I've never been on a podcast. It's the first time.
Ooh, hey.
Dude, you're a natural.
Podcast virgin.
Podcast virginity taken.
You're amazing.
And, all the DCA folks as well for connecting all of us. Cause you know, without that Discord, we would have never gotten all together.
That's very true.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
So does psychotic mini.
So ridiculous. I mean, if I were to picture a singing brook, that's probably what it would sound like.
Please clap.
Singing brook.
This is Stu's favorite. Hold on.
Please clap.
That's Jeb Bush asking people to clap.
Please clap.
Mine anyway. is a very explosive ejaculate.
Oh. Hold on. Is it this one?
I have a particularly explosive ejaculate. It just goes everywhere.
All right.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right. Again, thanks so much, guys, for coming on. Where could people find you guys at if they were so inclined? Jose, where could people find you and your awesome pins?
So it'll be indulgenthuman.com for pretty much everything, and at indulgenthuman on Twitter and Instagram as well. And Mixer, I'll be doing some live streams of pin making and any other projects I got over there. Schedule's TBD, but you know, they'll be on Twitter.
Awesome. Well, thanks, dude. Thanks for coming on. It was you were really for your first podcast. You knocked it out of the park, at least in my opinion. Really. I thought you were a great guest. Thank you.
Before we let him go,
yeah,
he's new.
Mark, I was lukewarm to your performance tonight.
step it up. Mr. Indulgent Human has never been on our show.
Oh, this is true.
So that means he gets to ask. He gets asked. The question.
Okay.
So, if they were to ever make a Destiny movie, which I'm still hoping and, you know, holding out hope for, who would you cast as your warlock, your titan, and your hunter?
Oh, man. As my warlock, I think it would be Tom Hiddleston. Ooh. Loki.
Good choice.
Nice.
As my hunter, I'll choose hunter last. As my Titan. I'm trying to think. The dude that plays not the mountain, his brother. The dog. Sandor
Clegane. The Hound.
The Hound.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's that dude.
One. I don't think we ever had him as a choice.
No.
That's a strong choice.
And
I think I picked Melissa McCarthy when I was on.
I was just trying to think of who you said. Mark. I was like, oh.
And for my hunter, I'd probably pick Jet Li because he's badass.
That's a song.
I like that.
Like a heck of a hunter. Yeah.
You know what?
And that's proving you don't always go with your hunter first. You saved him for last.
You know what?
Of course.
Just because all those picks were so good, you get this.
Those are a dime a dozen today. Give him something better.
Something better? I don't think I have too much better than that.
Oh,
I agree.
I don't know. The turtle sounds pretty good.
Oh. Hold on.
I was scarred by that video.
Oh, man. That's just one happy turtle, though.
It sure is.
The turtle with a shoe.
Afterwards, the turtle's like, oh, my balls! Mark, where can people find you at?
All right, Instagram and Twitter at @MarkSquare_ and MarkSquare on Twitch. And I think that's about all I do. Gray made me a website, MarkSquare.net.
Awesome.
It's pretty great. You did a great
we really
job.
Never talked about the Vanguards. Vanguard.
Oh right.
Yeah, we did these pictures.
Yeah, so yeah, you should check that out for sure. On all of our Instagrams, you can find those easily. The series that Justin and Indulgent Human and I did together, based on nostalgic movies and television. Actually, all movies, yeah, in poster
They're
form,
all movies.
Incorporating Destiny themes in there. So Cade and Zav's Excellent Adventure. It was great working with you guys on those. I think the
yeah, it was fun.
The three of us like make a really great team on we got Jose or Indulgent Human on the fontology of it and
fontology. And absolutely fontologist.
I don't think
fontologist. Yeah, that's a panty dropping title there, you guys. A lot of
ooh,
power.
Where'd they go? I lost mine already.
Hey, I'm a fontologist, just so you know.
Yeah, can I Beow. Get a pass to the opera, please?
I was wearing underwear.
and then
like
Justin,
where your fingers start going to the right places.
Ooh.
Justin's coming up with all these great ideas, and then I'm kind of painting them out. So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah,
more to come. Sure,
for sure. Okay, Brooke, how about you? Buddy?
Show.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Boost KDB, everywhere and anywhere.
And even though Stu isn't here, you can find him everywhere at Stugazzo. Don't forget the underscore. And you can find us at Dad's Tales on Twitter. I'm at JC Jesse. And that's going to be for us. Sorry, that's like the longest outro ever. Longest plugs. But anyway, be excellent to each other, everybody.
Yep. Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh. Just because Stu isn't here and you can't tell me not to do it, I'm going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We in here. North Side 416-905 represent. You ready?
You're not ready.
Here we go. Well, my name is Stewie G, and I'm here to say it's good to be polite. It's the Canadian way.
Got
hockey, maple syrup, we got poutine and Tim Hortons. I promote the metric system. That shit is more important. Yeah, this ain't a republic. Shit, son. We are
Dominion.
Healthcare's so important, we insure 33 million. So don't you forget, that's just the way it goes. Word to Don Cherry and
motherfucking hoes.
That's the